Your Hollywood dirt delivered.
It's Michelle's Daily Dish on FM 100.
So do you ever wonder what actors do with their Oscars once they get them? Well, now we know. For example, Christian Bale, he said he took his Oscar home to his then 5-year-old daughter. She made it her plaything. And ever since then, whenever he comes home with an Oscar, his daughter will walk up to him and say, "I'll take that. Thank you very much." So that's what he does with it. Whoopi Goldberg said it's such a challenge to put them on display. So finally she said, "You know what? I'm overthinking it." She just puts the Oscars on her bookshelf. And this is my favorite from Morgan Freeman. When he was getting his house remodeled, a contractor installed a mysterious cabinet space by mistake. He apparently had it in the blueprint, doesn't know why. Well, now that mysterious cabinet space becomes his perfect spot to keep his Oscars. So you just never know where they could be. You kind of make a little fun event out of it. I think it's funny. All right. We all know and love this song. It's my way. The famous Leslie Gore. We got to stop and take a second to give our thoughts and prayers to her family. That's because she has passed away at the age of 68. Her longtime partner confirmed the news, saying that she passed away in the hospital after a long battle with cancer. So again, our thoughts and prayers are with Leslie Gore's family. We wish them well. But some happy news this morning that I do want to get to. We got to get excited for Lady Gaga. We have to send her a huge congratulations this morning because she is engaged to her longtime boyfriend, Taylor Kinney. He proposed to her on Valentine's Day, and Lady Gaga confirmed it herself. She posted a picture of the ring on Facebook. It's a diamond ring shaped exactly like a heart. And she wrote, "He gave me his heart on Valentine's Day, and I said yes." So how cute is that? Lady Gaga, of all people, and she's like toned down her look. She's starting to look normal again. I really want to make a joke
the
here.
The career is over.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think that you're going to see this. She's going to get married. She's going to take a little break. She's going to work on some music, and she's going to come back stronger than ever.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
I got it.
And that's your Daily Dish. Weekday mornings at 5:08, 6:08, and 7:08.
And online at fm100memphis.com.
You have a chance to win $1,000 four times each weekday.
With the $1,000 plastic payoff contest.
Really? Sweet. Wonderful.
All right.
Listen to FM 100 at 7, 11, 2, and 5 each weekday.
For the $1,000 cash keyword.
Then text that keyword to 72881.
For your chance to win $1,000 in free money.
Are you for real? Pick me.
With the nationwide $1,000 plastic payoff contest.
On FM 100.
Get moving with by the NCUA.
It's Ron and Michelle.
On FM 100, today's best mix.
Morning, Ron and Michelle taking care of you today. We are here to warm you. So if you're cold, grab the speaker. We'll blow on you right now.
I need you because I'm cold. I need you back.
It's cold. I know. It's freezing.
Because I like you.
It's Ron. And Michelle.
With the most music in the morning on FM 100. FM 100, with the things you need to know before you go.
Morning, it's Fat Tuesday. Yay, it's Fat Tuesday. It's frozen tundra outside, 17 degrees. There's some people saying that there's a couple lanes on the interstate that you can get on. Just be careful. Just when you start going 55 or 60, you do not want to spin out and lose control of your car, okay?
Yeah, and people are saying, you know, that it's like mushy and slick. I wouldn't even say that. It's not. It's just ice.
It's ice. Ice everywhere.
It's slippery.
Ice. Customers at 1-800-Flowers are very angry over the Valentine's flowers.
Oh, what happened?
Apparently, there are the good thing about having social media. Thousands of people posted the photos of their wilted flowers.
Oh, no.
They're really crappy flowers they got from 1-800-Flowers, so it's been a rough Valentine's Day for them. They're trying their best to make it up to everybody. Taylor Swift and Imagine Dragons are going to be on Jimmy Fallon show tonight.
They are great.
And we've both got of them. Tickets for Imagine Dragons coming up in just a few minutes, about 6:40, okay?
6:40, get ready. They're coming to the FedEx Forum in July.
Happy birthday to Paris Hilton, to Ed Sheeran.
He turns 24 today.
Or She-Ran, as some people call
him. She-Ran.
And also Michael Jordan all got birthdays today. And you did mention a while ago that the Saturday Night Live thing. Did you watch most of it or all of it?
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, it was pretty good. 24 million people watched it, so it was really good. There were a couple moments where it was just...
boring.
Yeah, it was.
Snooze fest.
It was a snooze fest. But good numbers, though. It was kind of fun to sit around on an icy day and do it.